Do 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 do. Oh, hello, friends.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? It is 10:54 on Thursday, March 28th. Elliot is still awake. I gave them nighttime gummies because spring break is almost over. They've been staying up really late, and I wanted them to get some more sleep. But Elliot, being almost 10, she's really into reading, and she just loves reading all night. She'll stay up until like midnight, but and which is fine during the spring break. But I worry that like I'm messing up her sleep schedule for when they go back to school. So I am encouraging her to go to sleep now and stop reading Big Nate, which is what she's really into. She's also really into playing Roblox and playing on her VR headset. Pete is also very much into his VR. It's really interesting to hear them playing and like yelling at their friends. They're not even, okay, so it's weird. They've made a couple friends through their VR headset, but they've never met them or anything. They like know them. I forget one of their names, like Lily or something is there. Anyway, I don't understand it. I've played their games on there, but I guess I'm old. Because it doesn't seem like a whole lot of fun. It's more like it's interesting and I'm shocked at my reaction to the VR, like how cool it is and how much I feel like I'm like a little scared because I'm like floating or I've like gone into their gorilla tag game and you like fall down this waterfall and it's like you really have the sensation of falling. And I feel like those like what I would consider like idiots in the movie theater the first time that like the moving pictures, or maybe it was with sound or something, but that sort of story where the locomotive was being filmed and it was coming right at the screen and people like ran out screaming thinking that the train was coming at them when they were inside a theater, like fucking idiots. Anyway, spring break. Welcome to One Topic, where we try to stick to one topic. My name is Autumn Fisher. I listened to some of Greg's episode and he's so concise and he's so good at continuing to speak and not sound like he's thinking. And I feel like that's all I sound like, is that I'm like slowly figuring out what to say next. So I probably won't listen back to this because I'll judge it. But spring break has been pretty chill. I actually didn't realize spring break was coming up this month. I mean, I guess people say that about a lot of months, but for some reason, this month flew by and so many things happen in March, dude. Daylight savings, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, freaking spring break, so much. So yeah, spring break surprised me. And so I didn't have anything planned for them. Oh my God. And I had like no funds because a lot of things happened at once. I was already stretched a little bit because I had just decided to sort of like pull the trigger on one week of summer camp for the two of them. It's just like a daytime camp thing. You send them, you know, this like these activities that they do all day. But that was almost $900, not each, for the combined both of them for the week. And I thought, Ooh, that's a lot. I was able to like, well, you know, I could swing it. You know, I just have to like, yeah, I can do it. And then the brakes and rotors needed to be replaced on my car. It was at like 55,000 miles. It's never been done before. So it did need to be done. And it was like crunching without warning, seemingly. But now that I have gotten them changed, I can feel like how like safe they feel, like sort of, I was going to say soft, because it's just a different, it's a different feeling. Like, I think before I was pushing further down on the brake to stop. Anyway, I had to pay like another, you know, like $800+ for that. And then I got paid less than normal from WSB for some reason. It's something about like the pay period, and I didn't like approve my time card in time or submit my time card within a certain time, even though I did it on the Monday when they say to do it, but it was like past noon. And so like the person didn't get to, I don't know, whatever the fuck. So like paid half of what I normally got paid. So I was like, cool. Also, a drawer on my dresser is totally broken. So when I pull the drawer out, like it just falls out completely. So I need a new dresser. So, yeah, I don't have any like spare money. Thankfully, my mom was really sweet. I asked her for some money. That's so embarrassing. Well, I wish I hadn't said that out loud. Listen, I'm an only child. All right. It's just, you know, I process things and I deal with things by talking about them. And then I was talking about it with my mom. And then I was feeling embarrassed. And I was talking about this with my mom, and she did offer, you know, like she was like, well, you know, it's always like, well, if you ever need anything, you know, let me know. And, you know, my intention is always like, no, I got it. Especially now, you know, I feel like especially now. Before it was like, yeah, I am sort of suffering. I'm living this new life. I don't have the same amount of money coming in because, you know, I'm not two people. I'm just one person now. paying for everything by myself. Like, yeah, so I did, you know, back then I have taken some money from them. But this time I really was like, no. And then I was like, shit. It's already almost the end of the month. I just used all the money I'd saved for rent and some money in my savings. I was like, dang it, Mom. So embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It's just, I feel like I should be in a different position. But I am trying to get there. I really have been like, you know, I paid off some credit cards recently by myself. I did that, you know, and I felt really good about spending money that I actually have instead of having the case of the fuck it's, where it's just like, I really do feel like sometimes the state of the world makes me feel like, who cares? Like nothing matters. Nothing's real. You know, people get away with so much. But that doesn't take away the fact that like I shouldn't spend money that I don't definitely have on hand, and that I'm just going to be behind in, like, I have to take money that I could use for other things next month. So anyway, this is not a new concept. This is a totally normal concept that I think we all should have. But like I said, I just get these like, fuck this world, dude. I'm just going to like get this hit of dopamine on Temu. Like these Amazon orders. You know what I need? I need this. This will make me happy. And then when it gets here, you know what I think? I think I need something else now. What's the next thing I'm going to get? So yeah, I was doing better at that. And that's why I had some money saved up, you know, to pay for these extra little things. But then it just put me behind because of the pay thing. And then I wasn't expecting the big purchase of the brakes and the rotors. So anyway, spring break, because yeah, I didn't have a ton of money to take them somewhere. And I have to work every day. Like I'm still working, you know, spring break here in Maryland doesn't fall on spring break in Atlanta where my job is. So, I was still working every afternoon. I still have my trivia on Mondays and Wednesdays. So I really couldn't take them much anywhere. So we did some just chilling out. And then on Tuesday we went geocaching. I know this isn't, that's an old concept and I had always heard about it And I only kind of understood it. But now, you know, when I first heard about it, it was, I don't know, it sounded, I didn't understand it. I didn't have a grasp on what geocaching really was. But I guess now that it's kind of like, I don't know, there's an app. It was like, I think it's like maintained by the state of Maryland or maybe the county or something. I don't know. But it was really neat. We sucked at it at first. We could not find, we were real dum-dums. Like, you know, we live in the suburbs, you know, so a lot of these geocaches are in like parking lots or like gas stations and stuff. There are other ones on trails and things, but they were further away. So we spent like some decent amount of time in parking lots looking and looking, and we couldn't find anything. And yeah, we felt like real dumb about it. But the kids were pretty resilient. You know, they were interested and they were looking, and, you know, Pete's always really funny about things around him where he's like, oh, yep, that's definitely a, you know, so, you know, he points out something he doesn't really know, but he, you know, sounds like an expert about it, which is pretty cute. I just, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I just let him go. But yeah, Ellie was still like, she didn't want to give up when I was ready to give up. So anyway, we moved on. The third one that we went to, we found. We were so, I was so excited. And really, on the inside, like inside the, maybe I don't, I haven't explained what this is. Geocaching is where people sort of, they have these little containers. Sometimes they're really small, like the size of, like the size of, I don't know, like an AirPod case, I guess. Maybe like smaller than that. I can't think of something the right size. I'm looking around. Like, okay, the size of like your thumb, right? It might be like hidden somewhere, like in a fake pine cone, stuff like that. And other times it's bigger, like a little container, or sometimes it's really big, you know? So it's never buried in the ground. So you're never like digging for it, but it's just somewhere around. And there are some clues. You follow the clues if you need them. But this, the app shows you that you're within a certain range of feet of the geocache. And what you're supposed to do is like, if when you're within a certain range, you're supposed to just put away your phone and then just start looking. And that's what we were doing, but we were so stupid. Like, we didn't know how to do it. We didn't know what we were looking for. Even though we'd watched some videos about it, we just were like real stupid. But anyway, so the third place, we finally found it. And even though it was so exciting to find, inside it was pretty disappointing. It was like, the things was cool. It was like a foreign coin. That was kind of neat. But otherwise, like, you know, a button. And I don't even fucking know. Some other stupid thing. It was really not. I guess it's a little bit of a lesson that it was the journey and not the destination. You know, it was us being out and, you know, we ate lunch in the car. And we were laughing, and Pete told me about things he didn't really know about nature, but he made them up, and that was cute. And then on the inside, like, you write down, there's a little piece of paper, and you, like, write your username down from the geocaching app and say the date that you were there, and then you register that, like, you found it. And you're supposed to, like, add something. You can take something from the geocache, and you can add something to it. So I don't know what we added. We found some stuff in the car and we put it in. Contributed to this somewhat disappointing find. But yeah, I would do it again. I would check, like, if we were out and about, and I would check the app with them and just see, hey, there's one right here. We should look for it. So that was neat. It was worth it. But really, other than that, we've just been like chilling. Because I have to leave somewhat earlier than, like, later than midday, but like 2 on Mondays and Wednesdays, because I have to get where trivia is and then do the show until 7 and then host trivia from 7 to 9, and then I'm home. So they've been staying up late, and I think they've enjoyed that. I think they've enjoyed just like hanging out instead of going. But it does feel like a goal for me to have enough, like, expendable, is that the right phrase? Expendable income to just take them on a trip by myself with them, something that they'll love and that I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry too much about, like, how much can we do because I'm on a budget. And also, it's crazy that I have to do this because I'm making, like, on paper, to me, a decent amount of money. But it's that whole thing about, like, now's the days you have to make way more to, I guess, do things that you expect for yourself at this age. But I guess the times have changed. So it's not like that unless you're making more than me. And I'm not making pennies. You know, I'm making a decent amount of money. Anyway, I don't understand this word. This is why I get the case of the fuck it's, because it's like, this is all stupid. But like I said, I really feel big picture things suck. And on a small scale, things are wonderful. I mean, I love the kids so much. They make me insane. Like, sometimes it's really, really difficult. But I do feel like I'm, like, learning about myself and about relationships, like, with them. You know, so even that, even though it's tough, it still feels like progress. It still feels successful, I guess, in ways. Yeah, my relationship with Travis is wonderful. Me and my mom have never been more communicative and open to each other and supportive and helpful. Me and my dad are still, there's just like nothing terrible there, just nothing there, which is terrible in its own way, but not like actively terrible, just like nothing is okay. Anyway, let's see. Oh, and you know, I've got a boyfriend. I got a boyfriend. And man, is he great. There really is something about him. I keep saying that. Okay, so before, when I was sort of not having a pity party, but just wondering about, like, why am I single? I'm fucking the coolest. And I don't mean that as, like, I'm actually the best. It's more like, dude, I'm really fucking cool. I really like myself. I think I'm fun. I think I'm funny. You know, I have my own flaws, but there's a lot about me that is the shit. And I didn't understand why dudes, men, people, whatever, like, why I was single, you know? I thought, okay, well, whatever. I'm a needle in a haystack to myself, apparently not to anybody else. And then, you know, when I met this person, I felt like, man, how is he single? How did someone not see the, what I guess thought about him as, like, the diamond, you know? Like, how did someone pass this up? And then I felt like he was a needle in a haystack. So now I feel like we're both needles. We're both needles that found each other. I really, really like him. He's really great. Yeah, just really open and really supportive and really thoughtful and sweet. And he's romantic, which is sometimes hard for me because I am not that romantic. I appreciate the effort that romance takes, but I'm more like, whoa, this is romantic, right? Instead of just being like, here it is, the romance. I don't know. But it's just so sweet. He's sweet and he's great. And holy shit. Okay. One day you'll know who he is. And yeah, so things on a small scale are amazing. And just the fucking best. Oh my God. But everything is just so horrible. I don't understand what is happening. But, you know, I really feel like, what am I going to do? What am I going to scream at the waves to stop crashing into the beach? You know, I can only do what I can do on a small scale. And the people in that small scale are the most important to me. So it's just so hard when those larger picture things creep in. And, you know, I guess I kind of, because like, this is why I don't watch the news or even participate in like the news, because it really does feel like a protection. I'm keeping some things. No, I'm keeping myself sort of safe from what only feels harmful and only feels stressful, you know? So if that means that I'm uninformed, okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with not being informed and being like really informed about my emotional state and really informed about my kids' emotional state and how they're doing and how, you know, my relationship with them will affect them as adult. Like, I'm not checked out in all of the things that are difficult. I'm checked out with like the fucking bullshit is what I consider it as bullshit. I'm not going to connect with bullshit. That's bullshit. All right. Anyway, so yeah, my spring break has just actually been sort of more of the same, but just with the kids staying up late. That's cool for them. I'm glad that they get that. I remember being able to stay up late as a kid and how fun that was. All right. I think that's it for now. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you. I know I always feel like I want to say something like insightful or kind at the end of the show. And I always feel Greg's judgment of that and making fun of me for it. But I really, really, really do appreciate all of you. And it's just really special to me that we have people that listen to us and come back and, you know, want to hear what we have to say. And that feels really cool. And I feel like this is what I'm saying. Like, Greg can just like go for it and presses the gas and goes, I have to stop and think about what I'm trying to say or feel. Being in this position, not everyone gets to be in this position, and I feel very grateful to be here, and I appreciate all of you for supporting me and supporting us, and I love you. Go out this week and find someone to be kind to and tell them you love them, because you do. And I love you too. Okay, good night. Goodbye.